I'm Mark Herz. The latest poll on the Connecticut governor's race finds more voters say Republican challenger Tom Foley would do a better job in the economy than Democratic incumbent Daniel Malloy. Foley has been attacking Malloy's economic development policies. One attack focuses on the approval of state subsidies for Bridgewater. That's the world's largest hedge fund. The subsidies would have helped Bridgewater move its headquarters from Westport to Stamford. Here's a Foley web ad criticizing Malloy for the move that eventually did not happen.
He said he hasn't moved Trumpies from one town to another, but what about Bridgewater? I know it didn't work out, and he got stuck with a $16 million remediation bill, but you can't say you didn't try.
WSHU's Kaomi Getz and Ebong Udama take a look at the Bridgewater deal and why it's now playing a role in this fall's campaign.
It was mid-August 2012, and Governor Daniel Malloy was in Stamford to announce the state's latest economic deal.
The reason we're here today is a major announcement, and I'd like to note I had the pleasure of sitting down with Ray Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates in Davos last January, when for the first time on a face-to-face basis we conversed about his vision of Bridgewater going out into the future.
That vision was a new $750 million corporate headquarters for the world's largest hedge fund overlooking the Stamford Harbor. The state offered up to $115 million in incentives under the Next 5 Economic Development Program. In exchange, Dalio's Bridgewater Associates pledged to stay in Connecticut and add 1,000 new jobs. But the deal was complicated, which Malloy acknowledged.
There will be some controversy about this project. There always is. This is subject to local approval. The state is not telling Stamford what it has to do. This is a decision that Stamford has to make for itself.
The news surprised the city's land use officials. The governor said the deal had to be a secret to compete against other states. Still, there were hurdles. The property had been the city's only working boatyard for more than 100 years. The property owner, Developer Building and Land Technology, tore it down less than a year before Malloy's announcement. That sparked an all-out campaign by activists who wanted to see the boatyard restored. They said the Bridgewater deal violated state environmental laws and the city's own master plan. The boatyard would also have to be relocated. Maureen Boylan of the local boaters group Save Our Boatyard was an early and vocal critic. She said the deal didn't make sense.
The question everyone is asking themselves is, why would Governor Malloy give $115 million in state grants to a billionaire who was never leaving the state to begin with?
Ultimately, the developer withdrew the plans. In June, Bridgewater announced it was calling off the plan entirely. But the episode may prove problematic for Malloy's re-election bid. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.
I'm Ebong Udama. The Bridgewater episode may be problematic for Malloy because Foley is using it as an example of what he says are Malloy's efforts to bribe companies to stay in Connecticut.
He's taking taxpayer money, billions, multiple billions of dollars at this point, to bribe people to stay here, to help them get reelected.
Scott McLean is a political scientist at Quinnipiac University. He says Foley's got a powerful message.
It's part of a broader, important policy discussion. And I think Foley's making the point that our economic policy in Connecticut would be smarter to lower taxes generally and create a good business climate generally rather than focusing on paying companies to stay in the state. Framed in that way, I think it really has some power.
Doug Schwartz is Quinnipiac University poll director. He says their latest survey finds
about 40% of voters say their top issue is the economy and jobs. And then when we asked a series of questions about issues and who would do a better job handling them, voters preferred Foley by a large margin on the economy and jobs.
Malloy has defended his economic policies. In a debate with Foley in Norwich, Malloy cited some of his successes.
NBC Sports moved from New York City and moved from Philadelphia in the Comcast combination and came to Connecticut, starting with discussions around just a few jobs that grew to hundreds and hundreds of high-paying jobs. Cigna moved its headquarters out of Philadelphia and into Connecticut as a result of what we're doing.
Malloy said he's not doing anything different from what other governors are doing to entice businesses. Pollster Schwartz says it's still possible for Malloy to make up the ground he's lost to Foley in their rematch for governor. 4 years ago, Malloy narrowly defeated Foley.
When we polled this time 4 years ago, Malloy had a 9-point lead, and in the end, Foley was able to make up a lot of ground and only lost by about half a point. So things can certainly change over these 2 months. That's what campaigns are for. We'll have debates. We'll have ads. So there's certainly room for movement in this race.
And that movement may come if Malloy can convince voters he's done a good job on the economy. Ebong Udama, WSH News.